It's the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.
Hot 1027 on a Wednesday morning. June is the month where we shine the spotlight on child protection. And here at Hot Cares and at Hot 1027, we like to work with our community partners in an area which we believe is vital.
Absolutely. One of those amazing organizations that works in our community towards child protection and broader protection is Women and Men Against Child Abuse, an outspoken, passionate advocacy group that's been fighting for our children since 1997. So we're very, very excited to have in studio with us Executive Director of Women and Men Against Child Abuse, Kevin Barbo. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in.
Kevin, I mean, for those who don't know, just tell us a little bit about the organization and why it exists.
Sure. So we started in 1997, as you said, and we started first off as an advocacy organization, and in the year 2000 decided, right, let's put our money where our mouth is and open kids clinic and do service delivery as well. Because back in the day, if you're in a victim of abuse, it was such a disjointed system. Mm. If you needed a medical, you'd go to a state surgeon, you know, a district surgeon. If you needed a psychosocial intervention, you'd go to a state-appointed social worker. We put everything under one roof. So we do the medical, we do the psychosocial, the therapeutic, court preparation, and it's a much better outcome for the children that they also build relationships with the therapists that we employ, and it's a seamless sort of process in the terrible journey that they've been through. So that's why we do child service delivery at the kids' clinics and nationally on advocacy through all the court work we do on high-profile court cases and ensuring justice is delivered, for these victims.
Yeah. What sort of children, what sort of cases come through the door? What are you seeing in 2025?
Well, majority of the cases are sexual abuse of children and physical abuse, and the median age is between 6 and 12.
Sure.
That come to our clinics. And you're sitting at about a 75% split of girl children to boy children. We're seeing a bit of an increase actually in boy children as well because of people never really spoke about your young boy child being sexually abused because of a stigma attached to it. There's so many stigmas, shame to the family, homophobia, all of that. But now with the education we're doing at the schools and the communities we operate, people are talking more, which is a good thing because those abusers got away with it, because they relied on the kids not talking. So, yeah.
Yeah. It makes me so angry. Yeah. As an adult, it's a reality and we need to make sure that the people that in actual fact do these terrible acts are in actual fact prosecuted and go to jail. And more importantly, we need to look after the victims, and that's why you're here this morning.
Yeah, no, the scourge of abuse in our country is just, it feels insurmountable, but that's why it's so important that there's people like you around.
Thank you.
So now in the colder months, it's June, it's cold, the temperatures have dropped, and it almost feels as if the problems are then compounded for these vulnerable children as well. And you're calling on the public and organizations to help with a specific need this winter. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, every winter comes and goes, and the people we assist, they really don't have much in life at all. So when they come to us for their therapy sessions and medical and court preparation sessions, we like to let them leave with either a blanket, a beanie, some shoes, scarves, those sort of things, just some warm winter clothing to keep them warm. So we would love to get blankets, if I can say blankets, beanies, scarves, shoes. It's just nice to help them out so that we give them that. In addition, we also give them other things, which we do have at the moment, comfort packs, like take home and, you got your deodorant and your face cloth and all of that. So, but for now, the winter months, definitely blankets and beanies.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like something kind of not a non-event, really, a beanie and a blanket. But why do you think that these little things are so important? I mean, it's something as small as a pair of school shoes or a little blanket. It's actually a powerful part of the healing.
It certainly gives a person dignity. Mm. You leave our facility. Imagine now you leave there. You've just been through reliving trauma with a therapist. Now you leave and it's freezing cold. You're getting a taxi home or however you're getting home, right? You don't even have a jersey. Yeah. Now you're cold. You generally will get flu, So we try and avoid all that. Just give the person a bit of dignity to say, no, we care for you and take some warm stuff home. And that's why we do it. And it sounds insignificant, but we see about 1,300 children a year. So we have a lot of children coming through our clinics every day. And it'd be nice to hand out. And we also give it to the caregivers, so not just the kids. So normally the mum or a non-offending family member will bring the child in. We give them a blanket and that as well because they they're taking time off work.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just about getting a conviction, and you know, it's a long process. And I like what you're saying there. It's about dignity, because it starts with how you feel, and that starts with how you look, and it all starts with how comfortable you are. And if you're cold, and if you don't have, you know, if you don't have shoes, if you don't have clothing, if you don't have a blanket, you know, you're starting off on a very low base, and you've already been abused. So it's a tough life.
Quite right. And if I can add to that, you, because I mean, coming, think about that. That, why would that child even want to come back to our facility? Firstly, they know they're going to be freezing cold. They've got nothing to wear. Right, I'm saying, you're going to come back there. You really got a bit of a flu, right? But if we can give them the gear, the goods, you come back and they're warm and sort that out, at least it's an assistance towards their path of healing. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we've got Dion Basson on the phone from Silver Star, because we want to be part of that that healing as well. Good morning, Dion.
Morning, Barky. Morning, Bunny. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, Dion.
Hi. Nice to have you on this morning, mate. I mean, you've heard the story, and I know that you guys have got big hearts, and we got to get these children back feeling warm, feeling confident, and we need to start building that that foundation from ground up.
Yeah, look, you know, listening to Kevin, I think the number was 1,300 kids that they touch every year. I think, you know, it puts things in perspective for me. You know, what we do is trying our best, but there's such a great need out there. And Kevin, firstly, from us here at Silver Star and Silver Star Pays Forward, just thank you very much for stepping into that void for those kids that have really suffered, you know, immensely. You know, from us here at Silver Star and Silver Star Pays Forward and our friends at Hot Cares, we're going to try and help by donating 20,000 rand so that guys can purchase those school shoes and the blankets and the beanies and the scarves and the little things that didn't even come up in my mind that can make such a big difference to them. So, yeah, that's what we're doing today. And hopefully, you know, in our small way, we can help you guys put those lives back together again, and they can become fully functioning and thriving adults going forward.
Dion, that is amazing. Thank you. And you won't believe it really does go a long way. It, like what you said earlier, is insignificant. It's so not insignificant, this. This really does give dignity back. And yeah, without sponsors like yourselves and Hot, I don't think we'd be able to do half the work we do. That's the reality of it. So really, really, on behalf of everyone at Women and Men Against Child Abuse, and on behalf of the kids that we're going to give it to, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Big pleasure, man. And yeah, keep doing the good work. We really, really appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dion, have a good day. Thank you for joining us. And we look forward to having a chat next Wednesday here on Hot 102.7 Breakfast.
Awesome. Thanks, Barky. Thanks, Bunny.
Ciao, Dion. Bye.
Cheers. So there you go. We've hopefully made a bit of a difference. And I mean, listen, I don't need to reiterate what everyone else has said. I just think, you know, thank you for you and your organization putting in the hard yards. And for me, the more prosecutions, the better, because we don't need people like this walking the streets.
I think you've made a huge difference. You truly have. Thank you, guys.
I know it's been said, but I don't think it could be said enough. We salute you, the work that you do at Women and Men Against Child Abuse, for being the voice for the voiceless and helping on that health healing journey, because there's a lot of healing to be done. So thank you again. And thanks for joining us in studio.
Lovely, and lovely to be here today. Thank you.
And that's Hot Cares for this Wednesday morning. Good morning.
Another life changed with the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 102.7 and Hot Cares.